Welcome to the Fat Fuel Family Podcast, where every week Danny and Maura Vega discuss topics that help families live a healthy and active lifestyle with their little ones, including nutrition and training, peaceful parenting, education, and mindset. To stay up to date, make sure to hit subscribe on this podcast and check out the blog at www.fatfuel.family. You can also find them on Facebook and Instagram at dannyvega.ms, at fatfueledmom, and at fatfueledkids, and Fat Fuel Family on YouTube. Enjoy the show.
What's that?
Oh, this?
Yeah.
It's just my keto brick.
Keto brick? What's a keto brick?
Well, keto brick, well, it's an actual brick, which is awesome because it lasts me a really long time. Can't say the same for you.
Nope.
But keto brick is an awesome keto-friendly snack that it could be used so many ways, you guys, seriously. But it is keto-friendly, high-fat, low-carb, has really, really good macros. It's shelf-stable, which I love because I like to take it with me when I leave the house with the kids. And it's got no sweeteners, none of the crap that we're usually staying away from. So no allulose, erythritol, corn fiber, soy, any of that stuff that we're usually avoiding. But it makes such a great snack. I also love it just as a treat. I like to put it in my coffee and the kids love it. So that's a plus.
I totally agree. And I have one of these every single day.
An entire brick.
Yeah, everybody knows I like to crush mine up into cereal and have it like a cereal. My current favorite flavors are peanut butter and chocolate peanut butter cup, which we have right here next to us. What about you?
I really love the peanut butter because it's nice and smooth, but my other favorite flavor would probably be toasted coconut.
Yeah, toasted almond coconut is amazing. And yeah, of course, as you all know, we are great friends with the owners of this company, Robert Sykes and Crystal Sykes. And both of them, when this started, they were just wrapping these things up in aluminum foil and shipping them out themselves, pulling all-nighters. And here we are several years later. It's an amazing company, guys. They have vegan options, vegan-friendly options, as well as whey options. So the two flavors that I mentioned are chocolate peanut butter cup and peanut butter. And the chocolate peanut butter cup is whey, and the peanut butter is with the pea protein. So if you don't tolerate whey, no worries. Or if you're on a vegan diet, no worries. You can have the peanut butter. So guys, click on the link in the description of this podcast episode and check out the Keto Bricks ASAP. It gets the Fat Fuel Family seal of approval. Anything else?
No, that's it. It makes a really great snack. A little trick, I will just give one last tip, is if you want to melt it down, I like to melt it down and put it in little molds to make it just bite sizes for the kids because it's a brick.
It is a brick. Get your Keto Bricks.
Do it.
Hello and welcome to the Fat Fuel Family Podcast. My name is Chris. Wait, I'm not Danny. Heck, I'm not even Maura. I'm the podcast manager. I'm here because Danny got a little ahead of himself being excited about the topic that was being discussed during a live stream on the Fat Fuel Family YouTube channel. If you're not already subscribed to the YouTube channel, go over to youtube.com/fatfueledfamily and subscribe right now, because live streams like this is something that Danny and Maura would like to do more often. And as such, you'll want to be involved in those. You'll want to be able to hear and be able to listen in, ask questions live, things like that. So go subscribe to that before we move any further. Today, Danny and Maura are talking about this lost 7 liberal arts and why they're important and how to pull them back into our daily lives. The show notes have lots of great links linking to the things that Danny and Maura talked about in this episode. Without dragging this out any further than necessary, let's go ahead and cut in to our live stream with Danny and Maura talking about the lost 7 liberal arts.
And if you have children, this one is very important, guys, because this is, we as adults,
this is how they brainwash.
Can't even do it. Yeah, this is how we get brainwashed. This is how we can't even have conversations about difficult subjects. So, my love, what has been your exposure to the liberal arts? Like, you know,
what do you mean by liberal arts? Because I never quite understood what that even meant.
So, like, we have the trivium.
I'm not kidding. I'm a very arts and science, which, by the way, the science, thanks a lot for your lies, guys. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
They didn't lie about the scientific method. They just forgot to do it.
They lied about everything else.
They forgot to apply the scientific
method. They forgot to apply it to their science. So thanks for wasting all my time. But anyway.
Yeah.
That's besides the point. So, but yeah, liberal arts, what does that mean?
Okay, so.
Because like literally people would tell me, oh, I'm getting a degree in liberal arts. I'm like, what does that mean? I don't get it.
All right. So we have the trivium, which is, excuse me, arithmetic. Well, let me start with the trivium. So the trivium is grammar, logic, and rhetoric. All right.
Grammar. Logic
and grammar is just like knowledge. I'm going to go into in detail
so
into each
would
one.
Be like knowledge.
Yeah, and then logic would be it would be like how do I put it? So it's hold on, because I wrote it in here.
Logic is logic.
So it's grammar is like knowledge. So it's the gathering of information, the who, what, where, and when. And then logic is like your understanding of it. So this is like information processing. So this is a processing part, okay. Right? This is how we get to the why.
Yeah.
So what's the meaning of this information? This is what...
So rhetoric is the wisdom part, the why.
Rhetoric is the wisdom, and it's actually the action. So it's the application of knowledge and understanding. So remember, we have grammar, which is the gathering of info. Logic, which is the understanding. It's how, you know, what's the meaning of this information? How do we comb through it? So we look at our data set, and it has three sub-steps, which is filtration, correlation, and analysis. Why can't we get this? How do we get this out?
I have no idea.
I just hate that. Why can't I just...
Go to the other screen?
Uh-huh.
Is there some way to like maximize that? I have no idea.
Okay.
Doesn't show that way, so...
Okay. So... So, and then rhetoric, of course, rhetoric is applied. So wisdom, this is the output. This is the output phase. So this is knowledge and understanding in action, right? So wisdom is doing the right thing based upon what you've come to know and understand. Wisdom is right action. So this is how we last to answer the last question, which is what am I supposed to do with this? So...
What am I supposed to do with this information?
Yeah, that now that I know the info, I understand the info, how do I apply the info, right? And then the quadrivium is the fourfold quantification tool set that we use during the information processing phase of the trivium. So remember that in the processing phase, which is logic, we need math, we need all the parts of the quadrivium, which I'll get into now. So the quadrivium is how we use and apply logic. So it's arithmetic, geometry, music, and astronomy. And the quadrivium is built into nature and provable in nature. Nothing is subjective in number, which is quantity. Nothing is subjective in form, which is expression. And nothing is subjective in vibration, which is energy, which we'll go into all of these. But I personally did not have much exposure to the liberal arts until I went to Columbia University, where this is the typical liberal arts education. We have a core curriculum for 2 years, and pretty much anybody who's gone to school there for now, let's see, it was 250 years old in 2004, so add another 17 years to that, so it's 267 years old.
The school is,
and you can run into people who've gone there, who graduated in the 80s, 70s, 60s, and a lot of the time you're pretty much going to be having studied the same things. Now, with everything that's happening now, I don't know how much they're changing the core, but for the most part, that's how it's been done. So I want to just go into some of the things that I talked about, which is, so we talked about liber. Liber is the Latin word, what?
Sorry, someone made a comment and I don't know what he said.
Huge proponent of classical liberal arts. Today's liberal arts are really in indoctrination arts. Absolutely. Yeah, William F. Buckley is the 60s and 70s older conservative voice talking about the liberal arts. But yeah, so when we talk about liberal arts, liber is, you know, the etymology of the word liberal comes from liber, which means both book, which is the knowledge, and it also means free in Latin. So knowledge is freedom, right? And this is why a lot of us are slaves now, because we do not
have knowledge.
Well, we have inputs, but we don't know how to... So we're given this knowledge. It's like there's no application. It's just like put it into your head, feed it, spit it back out. And whoever regurgitates the best becomes the professor. And then people wonder, well, how is our professors, you know, in on this or in on that? Because they don't know.
Everyone's just doing their job.
Yeah. So education is derived from the Latin word educare, which is to lead out from. So education leads us away from the darkness of ignorance and into the light of knowledge. Modern education is really indoctrination, which if you know what indoctrere, so in means, it means to speak into something. So instead of leading us away from ignorance, indoctrination speaks into us to shape our perception, right? So, you know, I like
that's exactly what happens in schools.
Yeah.
So for.
Yeah. Talk about it.
I'm not in the mic. I don't want to talk too much because people like when you talk, but for some reason, I think I know why. It's just like the whole man thing. But
hey, you know your stuff, my
love. I know things, but it's fine. So yeah, like if you just think about education, where, and I'm only using this example, you guys, because it's the only one I have. I'm not trying to say my kids are anything. I'm just showing you the examples because my kids will never and have never gone to a public school, government school, and they will never. Now, I went to a government school, and that's literally what you just said, which is all the students sit there and receive. You're in a receptive mode. All you do is sit there and listen to what's being told to you. That's it. Where maybe what kind of what my kids are doing, it's a little bit more, would you say, like immersed? Like there's more...
application.
A lot of application. It's mostly application.
Yeah.
If anything. It's not just like one person just like telling you.
Yeah, like someone sitting at the front of the class.
I don't even want to call it facts because a lot of it is a lie. But like just reciting information to you. I mean, at least that was my experience in school.
No, that is 100%.
It's literally I go to this class while that person tells me things.
Yeah.
Then I go to the other class for the other person to tell me things. So I'm getting lectured. Literally lectures. They call it lectures.
Yeah, there's no application. There's no doing of anything. So if you break down the word trivium, it's derived from the ancient Latin tres, tria, which means three, and via, which means a way or a path. So the trivium is a threefold discovery methodology for reaching the truth. It's a truth discovery methodology with three steps. We have grammar, logic, and rhetoric. And so when we talk about the trivium, we have grammar, logic, and rhetoric, but we also have our five senses. And so the ancient trivium was basically knowledge, understanding, and wisdom. It's just another way to talk about it. And in modern times, if we want to talk about it like in a computing type of world, we have input, processing, and output. So you have an input, you process it, and then the output is what you do with all that information that you interpreted. So we talked about knowledge, so grammar, logic, and rhetoric. So the quadrivium is the fourfold quantification tool set that we use during the information processing phase of the trivium. It's how we use and apply logic. So we have arithmetic, geometry, music, and astronomy. It's built in nature and it's provable in nature, and nothing is subjective in number. So let me just say something about this, because we've been looking into a lot of, like, we've been, obviously, if you haven't seen this by this point, you should, I don't know, maybe check my first highlight, my story highlight called Mind Gravy, and you'll get an idea of the types of rabbit holes we've been down. But interestingly, theoretical anything is, it's honestly what's taken us away from this these natural sciences that are observable, you know, because what we do is we basically say that we can have a hypothesis, and as long as we basically have something that, whether it's an equation or some sort of abstract theory that can explain what is, that becomes science. Whereas the tetic, and I think I have actually, I have some notes on this that I want to talk about how it's different. Anything zetetic is talking about application. So when you hear the word zetetic astronomy, that is basically observable astronomy. And I know that it's right in the beginning because, all right, So Zetetix adopts kind of a method of investigating starting from the known facts, right? So, you know, it doesn't allow for speculation or premature deductions, which we do all the time now. And conclusions arrived by this process are the results of experiments and a careful examination of facts. So they're going to be bound to be more accurate and trustworthy because when you think about like modern quote unquote science, it's not confirmed by facts. It's unfortunately when you look at a mind who's seeking the truth, who's trying to reveal what the truth really is, you know, everything is based on hypotheses. And that is not how, that is how we get away from our common sense and we start trading that for nonsense. That's honestly how I feel about that. So let's go into the talk. I just want to cover each part of the quadrivium. So arithmetic is quantity, right? So this is basic mathematical processes like addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division. It's abstraction through numbers. So this is how we get to algebra, trigonometry, matrices, things like that. Then we go to geometry, which is form. And so geometry is the study of the shape, size, proportion, position, etc. It's the arithmetic of space. And I love thinking of it that way. So physics would be an example, but not theoretical physics, actual physics. Like
what would be theoretical? What's theoretical?
Oh, what's theoretical?
I have one.
Tell me.
Gravity.
Gravity. But my love, look.
That's density. I'm a scientist.
All right. So it's, she's,
that is more dense because if I inflate a balloon, it goes up.
Yeah. So no, hot air balloons are not gravity proof. Butterflies are not gravity proof.
It's a matter of density.
It's relative density and buoyancy. And so an example of theoretical, a theoretical physics would be if you were to have a spinning ball, right, in space. That's a high pressure system like that. And it would be surrounded by an ever expanding vacuum of space. We know based on natural sciences, based on the laws of thermodynamics, that this breaks the second law of thermodynamics, which it says that pressure necessitates a container. So like if I have a bottle of container. Yeah, like a bottle of Coke, when I open it, I go, psst, that's all the high pressure equalizing into the lower pressure area. And so try to imagine a high pressure environment with you know, pressure gradients, right? The as you go higher, the pressure goes lower. And then as you go lower, you know, underwater, the pressure goes higher. None of that would exist without a container. You need a container. If you, that you would be breaking the second law of thermodynamics as well as Boyle's gas law, if you were to suggest that's something that's not observable in nature. For example, like we are supposedly 70% oceans, right? And we know through fluid statics that water always finds its level. It's why we put water in levels, because water always finds its levels. That's why we use levels. And so, you know, how many level oceans does it take to stick water to a ball? It's impossible, right? So we have to...
I can't hide my face.
So let me keep going. So the next one is music. And this is important because it talks about vibration. So music is the study of vibratory energy, for example, thermodynamics. It's the arithmetic of time. And then we have astronomy, which is the dynamics of the macro body of the heavens, the arithmetic of time and space. Astronomy has been called the music of the heavenly bodies. And we will be including these books that we have, the Trivium and the Quadrivium by Wooden Books. Highly recommend them. I wish I would have brought them. I wish I would have been a little bit more prepared so I can show them off. But why is this important? Well, it's very, very important because nowadays, one of the best ways to keep people divided is to create situations where we have these false dichotomies, where it's like you're either a Republican or you're a Democrat. You're either, you know, for this, and if you're not for this, then you're against it. and you're automatically put into another box. Careful, please.
Sorry.
And so we can't have conversations anymore. Like, you know, if you're talking to someone in person, a lot of the time you can talk to them, especially if they're a friend, you can actually be, you know, you can be honest while still getting along. But what we've created with this online social media, and we don't equip ourselves or our children with these tools, what ends up happening? It's just like poop flinging.
I can't lie. I'm not equipped.
Well, you put
I may have learned some from Daniel, but I didn't from learn Daniel. That in school.
No.
I'm also an emotional being. So if something is silly to me, I'm just done with it.
Yeah. And you know, for me, I'm very much.
So we'll leave the debating for Daniel.
Yeah, but here's the problem. Like, you know, I like to be right, and that could be a problem, you know, because if we, one of the things that I
feel like everybody likes to be right, though.
No, I know.
Like, gosh, man, I loved when I was wrong the other day. Like,
well, I think one thing that I've known, what I've learned is that as you, what does that say? Please keep this page open. Okay. You know, one of the things that I've learned, and I said this to someone the other day, is like, when you open your mind and allow yourself to learn new things, pretty early on, you're going to realize that you've gotten a few things wrong, right? Yeah. Like it happens a lot. We got diet wrong. We got, you know, our history wrong. How history is presented to us is all nonsense and fake. We've got all these things wrong. But what happens? When you learn that you were wrong and you learn the truth, and then you do it again, it becomes easier the next time to be open to knowing that you might be wrong. And then when it continues to happen, when you continue to be wrong on so many things and you start to learn, oh, this is the truth, you really start to really like it because you start to really love the truth more than being right. Yeah.
Well, I like the truth though.
Yeah. Of course you love the truth.
Yeah, I like the truth.
The thing is, we tend to...
I think that's why I find it, though. So I'm right. When you love the truth, you end up being right.
Yeah.
Because you find it. Yeah. I'm not saying I'm right on everything, you guys. Goodness. Some people are going to be like, man, are you always right?
You're pretty darn right, though, my love.
I am.
You're pretty darn right.
I'm not always right, but I'm pretty darn right.
Yeah. So why is the trivium and the quadrivium important? I'll explain just my... short thoughts. We have people like Bill Gates, people like, you know, the big tech giants. They got kids.
We don't know.
You know?
It's YouTube.
Oh, no. Careful. We love Bill Gates. We love...
Oh, my gosh. It's YouTube.
We love Pfizer. Praise CDC. Woo! Yes. You know, we what else do we love?
Well, I wouldn't even say anything because everything gets flagged now.
Yeah, everything gets flagged.
Because you can say, like, I love cooties and it would still flag you.
Yeah, you just said it. You said the word. So you guys know what we mean by cooties, you know, the big thing that's going around with the Alpha Kappa Psi.
Oh, now SIGEP, it's Lambda.
SIGEP variant.
What's next? SIGEP? Is SIGEP next?
It's a SIGEP. Yeah, maybe the Gamma.
We have Lambda. The Gamma.
Lambda. The Trilambda.
The Lambda's already here. Variant. The Lambda's here. Did you know?
No, is Lambda here?
I just told you.
I thought you were joking.
BB literally posted it and he goes, I called it. The Lambda variant is here.
Wow.
So next is definitely going to be Gamma for all the Gammas.
Oh, Gammas.
Because then they're going to be like, I'm my mouth.
Yeah. So, so all of these people in positions of power, our presidents, you know, they put their kids in these very, like, you know, older, very well-established preparatory schools that a lot of them give them the freedom and structure it like a liberal arts school. And then they, as philanthropists, they, you know, donate a bunch of money to create a common core. Actually, I've never thought about that. The fact that they call it common core.
So you'll be just common.
Yeah, you're just common. You're just a commoner.
Yeah, commoners. It's for the commoners.
This is why...
If you guys, like, okay, whatever. I'm not going to go on an education soapbox. I think it's obvious now.
Yeah.
I think after 2020, I don't need to say anything.
This is the thing, too, about the trivium and the quadrivium is that one of the things that we've really, really keyed in on is the importance of the etymology of words. Mm-hmm. And so with the boys, we're really going to dig into Latin. I have... Anna recommended what to be using for Latin.
Oh, that's good.
So I forget the name of it, but I'll put that in the show notes as well as the wooden books, Trivium and Quadrivium. So Latin book.
Perfect.
And there's also, if you guys want to dig into this, there's the School Sucks podcast.
Oh, School Sucks podcast. Are they still going on? Yeah, right. They're amazing.
I think so, yeah.
They're great.
Let me see. Are there any more Latin? No more Latin. Okay. I wanted to see if I had it in the notes to see. And because when you start to look at the etymology of things, a lot of the time things are put in plain sight for us to see them. And I've been learning a lot of this and just kind of uncovering a lot of this. And it makes sense. There's one of two reasons why this is done. The first one is the one that I think is important, because we need to understand that naturally, you know, no one can really do anything against your will. I mean, they can kill you, but like none of the things that are happening now are against people's will. You know what I mean? Like the spiritual things that we're talking about that really affect us, like they want us to choose them, you know? And so when you reveal, it's called the revelation of method. When you reveal what you're doing, whether it be through symbolism in movies, media, predictive programming, all of the things that they do to shape our reality. And trust me, this is a real thing. Look up the Tavistock Institute. They're one of the, if not the most egregious, you know, organization that really has been shaping our perception and our reality for a long time. There are people who their job is to make you think that the world is a certain way and that it has nothing to do with their manipulation of it. It's literally just how the world is, right? And that's totally not the case. And that's why we need to understand that we need to know the etymology of words. And yes. So one of the reasons why they do it is they want you to know. They're not going to do it. They're going to do it in a very sneaky way. The other reason is, I think, honestly, straight up mockery. Like
it's mockery.
It's to mock us, you know, like
slow the thing.
Yeah. Like, OK, we're going to put things up their nose. What can we do next? All right, let's put it up their butts. I mean, that's also like that's also scientifically there are patents for what do we call them? The ping pongs. If you guys know what the ping pongs are, the word of the day is ping pong. It's that thing that you that you put.
It's in. The thing I'm never getting.
It's the thing that they want you to take, and they spend millions of dollars.
And it's so effective that they have to bribe you constantly and shove celebrities like Olivia Rodrigo.
Who's that?
Who's like the newest pop star? Who's like, hey, don't forget, if I did it, you should too. Remember Dare? Do you guys remember Dare when they told us to not be peer pressured into taking experimental drugs? Oh. Just wanted to know if you guys remembered.
Dare has served its purpose. Dare goes away.
And Dare's not here, by the way. They got rid of that a while back because they're like, oh, we can't have this anymore.
Well, when something serves its purpose, it goes away. Just like we went to the moon 50 years ago, it served its purpose. Its purpose was to make us think that we live on a spinning ball, like flying through the vacuum of space.
Right.
Now we don't ever have to go back because that's served its purpose. And so it's important. All of these things are important. And this is how we get back, guys. This is how we take our power back, is through knowledge and applying the knowledge. You know, like, for example, the things that we do, we should be able to experiment things. We should be able to, what's the word? Skeptically look at anything that's considered a theory and apply science to it. You know, test, measure. You know, things that can't be tested or measured or duplicated are not science. They are theoretical, and they basically are beliefs. And that's the thing, is that everything now is based on belief. We had years, decades of research that suggested that wearing a costume on your face doesn't do anything to block cooties or any type of other bugs. And then all of a sudden the search results come back and none of that is there.
They've changed it all.
And they place this on top. This is what they want you to see, is this. And it's getting to the point where
everything.
Like I commented, did you see
Sean Baker's post? They do it with everything.
Yeah.
Google best source of iron.
Oh yeah, that's a great example.
It's going to tell you freaking, what was it?
Fava beans or
garbanzo beans.
Garbanzos, yeah.
I'm not touching that with a 10-foot pole, first of all. And there's no way it's better than beef liver, but that's not part of the agenda, my friends.
Yeah.
Because why would they want you healthy when they're trying to kill you with this thing.
Yeah, but the bottom line is that, like, when you think about it, because they really are making you think things that are not natural. They're going against nature. And then, unfortunately, who has the time, right? Who has the time to look into these things? But what we're trying to say is make the time, especially with your children. You know, what we do with our kids, we want to be very clear, because we've had this conversation over and over and over. We are not indoctrinating our children. We're simply doing what I think every teacher, homeschooler should do, which is how to question a narrative, because we know that narratives are so strong nowadays in agendas. Question a narrative, and we say, well, this is what's being said. This is the alternative. What do you think? What do you think is happening? And then have that conversation, you know, because I really do think the love of authority and this worship of authority is what leads to all of this ignorance. Because when you're told from a young age, you're told all these things that don't make any sense. They're not part of your observable reality. For example, like numbers that are just so massive. How are we really sticking to the ball? You know, how is someone on the other side of the world walking upside down? You know what? That doesn't make any sense. And then this star is 5 trillion miles away. You can't even comprehend those numbers. And you just decide to just, it's easier to just believe what you're told. And like, maybe a lot of you aren't understanding like how this is a real thing, but I think a lot of you, and how many apologies have we gotten in this last year? Man, you guys were right. You know, you're seeing history being rewritten right before your eyes. It's not even going to take very long. You know, what your children's children will be taught in school will be a caricature of what actually happened in this generation. Within the same, you know, 20, 30 years, you will be told that this is what happened. This was the most important issue of that year. You know, things like what's happening in Cuba will probably be called an uprising, you know, a rebel uprising to a power grab by, you know, these people who want to overthrow the democratically elected leader of Cuba, which is obviously couldn't be further from the truth. So I feel like we've done, how long have we been doing this for?
Half an hour.
So I want to stick to my word, and I know you got to do your thing. So what else would you add, my love, to this?
That's it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't really add anything, because this is your wheelhouse. I just know it's real.
Yeah. I mean,
to me, this is like, it's not that hard. So
it's very important to honestly, to look into the trivium and the quadrivium, and to spend time on sense making. The importance of sense making for your child. Sense making is really just like understanding the how and the whys behind things. Like if someone tells you,
I do that naturally. Some people do it naturally.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't.
But most people don't.
You know, sense making is just the ability to interpret a situation.
Honestly, the truth is
accurately.
I wouldn't even say intuitives, because I feel like we're all subject to that, even me. Because of the indoctrination.
Yeah.
Because we've been brainwashed. And if you think you can't be brainwashed, go watch the documentary on the NXIVM cult.
Seduced?
It's called Seduced, but there's actually one that my friend told me about that's even better, that's on HBO apparently. So I'm going to have to... Oh, your parents are here. I'm totally going to get
the
login.
Is that a miniseries or is that a...
It's longer. It's like a whole... Longer movie? I think so. I don't remember. These details are... Danny loves these details and I never ask them.
I love
them.
The details. I love them.
Tell me, is it a docuseries? No, I just know the thing to look for it.
Is it one or is it several? That's all.
I don't know. But anyways, the whole point is that if you don't think this is real... Cult leaders do. They know it's real. They use it to convince people to do atrocious things. Look at Jonestown. Look at all these things. You don't think a lot of those people are highly intelligent people? If you don't think a highly intelligent person can be brainwashed, look into neuro-linguistic programming and hypnosis. Go look at the NXIVM cult. Go look at a lot of things.
Declassified government documents.
Goodness.
Operation Mockingbird, where the CIA... totally admitted that they were embedded in the news people, you know, news media.
It's real. And they do it with the words. It's called spelling, because they're casting a spell.
Yep.
It's always a spell.
And like, you know, I'll say this, I've said it a million times. I just think I don't care what you believe. It doesn't matter what you believe. I can tell you this is what they believe, okay? And if they don't believe the things that we're saying they believe, then wow, they put a really good show on to really show us, and they put a lot of effort. Yeah, they put a lot of effort.
There's nothing, if it was true, they wouldn't need to defend it. Anyways, whatever. Scott's asking, will there be a link to that book you mentioned? Pretty sure yes. Correct?
Yes, absolutely. I'm going to put it in the notes. I can update the notes when this posts on YouTube.
I have no idea.
It'll
be in the description box of this live. Once it's uploaded as a video, we'll just go in and edit it. And if not, just check Danny's.
Well, I can put it on my story.
On his story? Yeah. You can even maybe put like a thing in your milkshake.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, I think I'll just put it on my story.
Okay, yeah, you could just put it on your
story. And then I'll put it.
But we could. I'm almost positive we're going to be able to put it in the show notes.
Look at Mind Gravy. That's my first highlight. There's a lot of stuff in there that is just going to get you going. I think I should put I'll put it anyways. My Telegram link. Why not?
Your Telegram?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You could put it on this one.
Yeah, because, there's just lots of things that, you know, look.
If you want to dig deeper into, like, the nature of our realm.
Of our realm.
That kind of stuff.
The cosmos.
The cosmos and all this.
And there's actually, there have actually been, and I know I'm, I know we're going to get off, but there have been hearings in DC to talk about what are we going to do with this information that we don't want people to hear. It's dangerous. If someone tells you that an idea that is not accompanied by action, in other words, that for you to even entertain an idea is dangerous.
That's a red flag.
Huge red flag. And what was the answer? We're going to censor the things that are misinformation, and we are going to boost the approved narrative.
And who's deciding this stuff? Because as far as I'm concerned, garbanzo beans do not have the most iron. So it's literally lies. So just be very careful, okay? We knew this was going to... Maybe not everybody. When they gave us internet, I knew this was going to happen eventually.
Yeah.
And it's been happening. So just be aware of that and pay attention.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that I'm smarter than anybody. I am still all the time finding things that I'm wrong on. But the key is that we are self-aware and we are putting in the effort. And we want people to ask questions. We want people to skeptically look at what we're told. Because if not, we're going to continue to be controlled. We got rid of slavery, but now everybody's a slave because we were told that, you know, just think about, you put a plant, you put a seed into the ground and it grows. We have water. We're not going to run out of water. We're not going to get hit by asteroids. We're not going to be nuked by nuclear bombs. Don't even get me started. So there's lots of things that we're told to keep us docile, to keep us at each other's throats and not realizing our true power. And if you can't see that's why a lot of what they're doing is the way it is, then keep living the way you're living. But let me tell you, on this side, it's a lot better because you're immune to the BS.
You are immune.
So
I'll say one last thing. If you like this and you want us to do more of these live streams, because I've been wanting to do these live streams, but to be honest, it's not going to... If people don't hop on...
Yeah, it's going to take...
I'm not going to be interested in it, which I don't expect it to be packed the first time. But just if you're watching the replay... Please let us know if you want us to do more live streams. And you know what would honestly help us? Tell me what time is a good time for you in your time zone. Like, is it lunchtime? Is it this time? Is it that time? So the more, I'm sure I'll see like one answer. Like whatever we see the most of, we're going to try to like make it at a good time. Thank where you, everybody can be on, because we know people have jobs and people are working. So like maybe lunchtime is a good time, maybe in the evening. So just let us know if you are super interested in these live streams. Say, hey, me, I'm interested and I would love it at noon Eastern time.
Love it.
That's it.
Thank you, my love. Peace out, guys. Bye, much guys. Love.